Rock 107 WIRX. Hey! Good morning, 639. Brock Hunter. Moron. Let's see, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do some rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Shinedown will go on a brief run of smaller venue shows in the spring. An Evening with Shinedown kicks off on May 6th in New Orleans and wraps up May 22nd in Kansas City, Missouri. Tickets go on sale Friday.
A bunch of acoustic shows?
Yeah, I got to see Shinedown. They did this very similar thing a few years back. And we did it at this smaller theater in Missouri. It was like an old opera house. It was so amazing sound. Like the acoustics in there were unbelievable. It was one of the best shows I had ever seen.
Really?
Unbelievable. You know, because they did like Simple Man acoustically and 45. And I'm trying to think at the time, what was their big hit? Anyway, it was unbelievable. Those, Brent, now that he's, you know, not on drugs or anything anymore, guy's on point with his voice. Really good stuff. Guns N' Roses will donate a part of the proceeds from their show on Saturday in Honolulu to the Andy Irons Foundation, named for the late surfing legend. The foundation helps establish programs for young people dealing with mental health issues, drug recovery, and learning disabilities. Helping out.
That's good.
Taking a note from Metallica and helping out. Deftones, nothing? All right.
Piss me off.
Deftones have posted a photo on Instagram of their hometown of Sacramento, California, with the caption promising new music in 2019. I love the Deftones. Oh, they're so good, man. Mm-hmm. Last time I saw them, God, I'm trying to think which guy in the band. He was just hammered drunk. Just hammered. Oh, wait, no, that was me.
Oh, yeah.
I was the hammered drunk one. I was the problem. Lastly, in your rock news, Judas Priest will do something they haven't done in quite a while, a third North American tour leg in support of their last album, Firepower, which was released earlier this year. This time out, they'll scale it down for theaters, something else they haven't done in a while. With Uriah Heep opening, the tour starts on May 3rd in Hollywood, Florida. I don't know why you'd go to Florida. And runs through June 29th in Las Vegas. So there you go. A lot of tours. It's that time of year people are starting to talk about their spring tours, summer stuff, getting excited. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Scaling it down to the theaters.
You know, people like that stuff. They like those intimate shows.
It's a good way to put that. Hey, we can't fill up a venue, so we're going to...
We're just scaling it down.
Scaling it down.
More intimate setting.